Many see this as an historic evening. Why now for you?
Well, I think if it's left to some people, there's never a right time to do anything. I think the GAA have shown that they're moving forward. They've been very positive and responsible. I think it's right to do it. I've consistently argued that we have to move away from the them and us attitudes in Northern Ireland. We need to be showing respect for each other's cultures and each other's way of life.
Given that you've been doing that probably for some time now, to those who would say that this is long overdue, how do you respond?
Well, it's the right time. I believe that people on both sides of the community want to see each other reaching across to each other. And there will always be people who will not be happy with that. There will always be people who will lag behind. But I think that we're in a new era. We're moving forward. And that's what I want to see in Northern Ireland, is having a shared society.
Let me flip that the other way. To those, presumably many, who might be your supporters and our voters who say that this is still premature, how do you bring them along?
Well, you know, I haven't changed. We still have the same differences in terms of party politics. But that doesn't mean that we can't live together as a society. It doesn't mean that we can't have mutual understanding. It doesn't mean we can't respect each other and be tolerant of each other's cultures.
A sporting occasion such as this, you look to Ulster playing Munster now in the rugby, and the fact that that'll be 17,000-18,000. Casement Park, Windsor Park and Ravenhill all now under development. Can you see a day realistically where Ravenhill might attract a 30,000-40,000 strong crowd, couldn't accommodate it? You wouldn't take that to the Aviva, but you would say to Casement Park in West Belfast, let the revenue come to the city here. Should that happen?
Well, those are matters entirely for the governing bodies of the sports. I think politicians should stay out of those kind of issues. It's entirely a matter for the various sports as to whether they share their grounds or not.
But you would welcome it, potentially, at least looking at it, in terms of the recession, in terms of revenue for the city here?
I don't think any politician should stand in the way of it if that's what the governing bodies want to do.
The match itself, what do you make of it?
Yeah, it's good. It's the first sport that I've watched where I felt it would be safer at Stormont.